WAPO, Few Self-Claimed Transgender Adults Undergo Surgery. By Spencer Lindquist on March 24, 2023. Polling data from the Washington Post reveals that a sizable majority of adults who identify as transgender have not undergone medical interventions to aid their transition. The article from the Washington Post, titled "Most Trans Adults Say Transitioning Made Them More Satisfied with Their Lives," found that a majority of the 515 trans-identifying respondents have only socially transitioned. The article explains, while most trans people have socially transitioned, meaning they've changed their clothing, names or pronouns, far fewer have medically transitioned. Less than a third have used hormone treatments or puberty blockers, and about 1 in 6 have undergone gender-affirming surgery or other surgical treatment to change their physical appearance. The main medical interventions which are used by those who identify as transgender and are attempting to change their sex include puberty blockers, cross-sex hormone therapy, and a wide range of different surgical procedures, which usually occur last in the process. Double mastectomies, hysterectomies, and phalloplasties are all used in the gender-affirming healthcare model. Some patients even undergo surgery to masculinize or feminize their face. But even though the majority of adults who identify as transgender do not undergo irreversible medical interventions, activists have vocally condemned states such as Tennessee, which have passed legislation to defend children from puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and even surgical sex change operations. Many of these medical interventions are expensive for patients and profitable for the corporations that provide them. Studies have found that the market for so-called gender-affirming surgery is rapidly growing, especially in North America. A series of investigations from Breitbart News has revealed that there has been a concerted effort on behalf of surgical sex change clinics and the manufacturers of puberty blockers to promote transgender identification, especially among the youth. Breitbart News found that the Gender Odyssey Conference, which encourages children to identify as transgender and attempt to change their sex, was sponsored almost entirely by a number of different surgical clinics that offer sex change operations. Meanwhile, AbbVie Pharmaceuticals, which creates the puberty-blocking drug Lupron, is the sponsor of the Gender Cool Project, an organization that promotes child transgenderism through media appearances. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Slindquist@Breitbart.com.